Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
It's a big world out there, and you're just looking for a pat on the back or head. You're running around the city, searching for a place to bark, working your tail off with your nose to the ground, sniffing for a few scraps, hoping someone will throw you a bone. You take each lead, collar after collar, hoping one day to take a bite out of success and become the top dog. Fortunately, you come home each day to open arms, open cans, a drink waiting for you, and a comfortable place in front of a TV set. You know you've got it good, really good, because after all, it's a doggy-dog world out there. Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy-Dog World with your host, pet expert, and award-winning author, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Hi, welcome to It's a Doggy-Dog World. I'm your host, Liz Palaika, and with me today are my good friends, Petra Burke.
Hello.
And Kate Abbott.
Howdy.
And today we're talking about a little bit more of a serious subject. We like to have fun on these shows, but we also like to keep you informed and hopefully help you in your life with your dog. In these tough economic times, our show today is going to be talking about dog ownership on a budget, some hints that perhaps can help you. We have heard of far too many people that have lost their jobs. I know in some states the unemployment rate is over 10% now, which is just horrific. Many other people are worried about keeping their jobs. People are tightening their wallets. Not being quite as, I know my husband and I are just being a little more careful. We're thinking about things before we go out and go shopping. So we're going to have some hints and tips for you that will help you hopefully keep your dog, keep him well cared for, and save yourself a little bit of money. So hold on, let's have a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Sit. Stay. It's a Doggy Dog World. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to Win with Dogs. With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Win with Dogs.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We know you're begging for more. So back to It's a Doggy Dog World with your fetching hosts, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Welcome back to It's a Doggy Dog World. I'm your host, Liz, and with me today are my friends, Petra and Kate, and we're talking about dog ownership on a budget. The pet owning community is huge in the United States.
It's incredible. They were just saying in 2007 that people spent more than $41 billion on pets and pet care,
and that's just amazing.
I know, billion. And then the year after, in 2008, it went up to $43 billion.
That's just amazing. Of course, well, they had a good part of mine.
Yeah. Really, me too. Yep. Well, you know, if you look at it, I mean, I guess it's about, what, $1,400 a year to...
I guess that's the
healthy,
estimated.
Feed, keep a dog.
Luckily, I don't think I spend quite that much. My dogs have been pretty healthy. I haven't needed too much in the way of veterinary care.
Yep, same here.
Well, you've had some with Teddy over past years.
Past years, yeah.
Yeah.
So
well,
far, knock on wood, but I won't. Wait till we get the dogs barking. We've been good. All dogs have been healthy.
Yeah. There's a couple things that you need to keep in mind, though, when you're thinking about costs. Sometimes spending money is good prevention. One of the first things that many of the dog experts recommend, and of course we do because we are trainers, but training is a good investment.
Definitely. We hear the stories. My dog chewed up, well, you experienced that, your couch. Okay, now, compared to, let's just say, an average of $100 dog class, six, 7 weeks for $100.
Right.
Now, look at the cost of replacing a couch.
Right. And that, by the way, if you haven't heard earlier podcasts, that's how I got into dog training many, many years ago. I had a German Shepherd puppy, and I worked long hours. I was single, supporting myself. And so I thought I would be a good dog owner and put a dog door in. And so my four-month-old puppy, one day while I was at work, totally destroyed my sofa, down to the 2x4 and the springs.
Yep.
The next day, we enrolled in a dog training class. So, yes, training can prevent damage in your house.
Save you money.
Training can prevent injury to your dog. Keep
oh,
him
gotcha.
From running
your
away.
Your dog knows not to run out an open door, not to bolt out every time the human door is open.
Yeah.
Then you have less risk of injury.
Or, worse yet, causing injury.
Yeah.
We had a case just recently where someone, and we won't go into too much detail because we don't want to embarrass her, but someone's dogs dashed out the front door and didn't bite, but hit a little girl, scraped her up, and it was considered a bite.
Right.
And so her dogs are now on quarantine and will be labeled biters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just tragic. But it was all because the dogs dashed out the front door.
And we don't know all the ramifications yet, but her homeowner's insurance may go up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And which is much more costly than the cost of training.
Of the cost of a training class. So training is always a good investment. Another one that we talk to people about all the time is dog food. A good quality dog food, even though initially more expensive, is always a good investment.
In the long run, it prevents many allergies, many issues that can create vet bills. And
definitely,
vet bills are much more expensive than a good dog food.
Right.
And we hear it with our students who switch to good quality food that we suggest. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm not seeing the vet so much. I don't have to have this medication anymore.
And my dog is not chewing at his feet or developing
yep.
hot spots or chewing at his tail.
And although a premium food, it may give you some sticker shock at the beginning, keep in mind that there's much less filler, so therefore you feed less quantity of food.
Mm-hmm. And although it's not related to your budget, there's less to scoop in the backyard. That has no that has no monetary effect whatsoever, but it is nice on a daily basis.
Bean County, or the facts and figures like that are not my forte, but I still remember the CPA who came to class.
Oh, yeah.
Was shocked at the price of the food we recommended, went home and sat down and figured out how much he should feed of what he had been feeding.
Right.
And what he should feed of the other food.
Mm-hmm.
Costed it out.
Mm-hmm.
And came back and proudly told us that it was actually cheaper to feed the premium.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
With the side benefit of better health for his dog.
Right.
Yep.
And the potential of a longer life, a longer, healthier life. So training is a good investment. Good quality food is a good investment. I know it. I just absolutely hate it when I go to the discount superstores and see people pick up the 50-pound bag of food that costs $15. It's like, okay, folks, there's another side to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Another thing that people ought to think about, and that I've recommended to people before, and my husband and I do, is we have a credit card that's usually empty, no charges on it, that are there for emergencies. So if a dog gets sick, a puppy eats something, if there's an emergency, and we used it when our dog, who's now passed away, Dax, when she was diagnosed with congenital liver disease, In the beginning, she had quite a few vet bills. We had to do a CAT scan. We did a liver biopsy. She had seizures in the beginning. So we had quite a few vet bills. Having that credit card was a lifesaver for us.
Oh, definitely.
It was a lifesaver.
Yep. I agree. I have the same thing. Just in case. We need it. We've got it. But the biggest thing is try to maintain your dog's health. Catch something if you see something unusual early, because it could turn into something more devastating and costly.
Definitely.
In a few days.
Keep up on the vaccine schedule that your veterinarian recommends, whether it's a regular schedule or whether you do your blood titers to see whether he needs the vaccines or not. That's up to you and your veterinarian. Keep up on your flea medications, your heartworm preventative. Mm-hmm. Even though those are costs out of your budget, they are prevention for good health.
And much less expensive than the treatment.
Much less expensive than the treatment,
and,
definitely.
You know, we both worked for vets, so I don't want to take too much of their business away, but if you can't, it's wonderful to do once a year health checkups.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, but at least do the shot clinics. Do what, there are programs out there to help with spaying, neutering,
mm-hmm.
shot
yep.
clinics. If you're in that kind of straits, take advantage of it.
Definitely. The other thing is if you're a good client of a veterinarian and have been a good client for quite a while, talk to your vet. You know, see if perhaps you can get on a payment plan. They know that the economy is tight, and although they can't provide services for free, I'm sure most vets would be more than happy to make sure your pet is cared for and put you on a payment plan rather than have you ignore that health care.
Exactly.
So talk to them. Another thing that you might want to think about is the Canine Good Citizen Test, especially if you're going to have to move or you're going to have to rent a house, if you need to get renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance. The Canine Good Citizen Test, and we've talked about it in many podcasts previously, is a program instituted by the American Kennel Club to promote responsible pet ownership.
And there again, you can have some cost savings if your insurance recognizes it and gives you a discount.
And many do now.
And again, there's saving some money.
It's like a good driver's discount for your auto insurance.
Exactly.
Sure. And many states, including California now, recognize the Canine Good Citizen Test. And I haven't heard yet how California is going to implement it. But I know one of the things they are recommending is that insurance companies pay attention to it. And we know that's happened in other states.
And I think when we're talking about budgeting is figure out your budget for your animals, your dogs, your cats. You know, I think people have a tendency to forget sometimes. They're so into, you know, the rent, the utilities, everything else that they forget, oh gosh, my dog, my pets. And you forget about budgeting
sure.
their food and vet bills or whatever. Into
there's
their-
a good adoption center over on the coast, and one of the things they have people do is fill out a form, and it's like, how much do you estimate it's going to cost you to care for this animal? And one of the counselors there was telling me how surprised she was at how many people are surprised. I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah.
Well, see, at the end of every year, I total it up.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I'm crazy. I mean, when I use my Quicken, I have it separate. I want to know how much I spend on my animals.
Sure. Yeah,
for a first-time dog owner or a cat owner or a pet owner, they just may not be aware.
Yeah.
And especially the first year of the pet's life, because then you're dealing with spay and neuter and the initial vaccinations rather than just an annual vaccine.
And the equipment.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
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 Yep.
It's crate, litter box, everything else.
So hold on for just a few minutes. We've got to let our sponsors have a word, and we'll be right back.
Sit. Stay. It's a doggy dog world. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. We know you're begging for more. So back to It's a Doggy Dog World with your fetching hosts, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Welcome back to It's a Doggy Dog World. Today we're talking about some hints and tips on living with your dog. How to conserve some costs, what's wise financially. For example, we said it's a good investment to train your dog. It's a good investment to buy a better quality pet food for your dog. But there's some other ways you can cut some costs. One of those, and not to put down the grooming profession, but sometimes you can save a little bit of money if you do a few of the chores yourself.
Oh, definitely.
So if you have a breed that needs regular grooming, like a poodle, a cocker spaniel, a cockapoo, you might want to keep those regular grooming appointments. After all, the groomer needs to earn a living also. But in between those appointments, you can clean the ears yourself, perhaps trim the feet yourself, trim the toenails yourself. excuse me.
Well, I think
tidy up the dog.
Some people bring their dogs into the vet to get their toenails trimmed, and the vet costs $15-$20. You can keep that in your pocket. Just ask how they do it.
And, sure.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give a product endorsement.
The pedicure, I do like it a lot. It's think of pedicure like for your own feet, but pet a cure. I've given away and
Petra and I both put that on our Christmas list. We saw Kate's and we said, okay, for Christmas we want, and I do like it too.
It
makes trimming the toenails mm-hmm. very easy.
And actually I've had a number of the our local therapy dog group ask me about it because they don't want to keep paying the money to their vet or groomers because mm-hmm. to take their dog in just for the toenail trimming is almost as it's a pain in the butt and costly.
Sure. Well, and the nice thing about the pedicure also is when you trim the toenails with the toenail clippers, it makes a sharp edge. Mm-hmm. What I like is with the pedicure, you round it mm-hmm. and it's smooth. And so...
And for a lot of these people, they've never done their own dog's toenails. Okay. And they're very worried about the quick.
Right.
So with that grinding, smoothing action of the pedicure, they're much more relieved and more willing to do it.
Right.
And to learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I will give a quick tip on how to teach your dog. This podcast isn't about training, but a quick tip. One of my dogs was a little worried about it initially. One of the three. And the puppy, of course. And so I got out a jar of peanut butter and a spoon, and I gave him a spoonful of peanut butter, purposely getting it on the roof of his mouth. And then I took the pedicure to 1 foot. And so he's busy there going slurp, slurp, slurp on the peanut butter. I got that foot done, and he was like, oh, wow.
What were you doing?
It didn't bother him a bit. Let him go. Little while later, brought him back. Another spoonful of peanut butter did the other foot. After a couple sessions like that, I could pick up his foot and go bzz, 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 and then give him a little peanut butter as a reward. And now I can just go bzz, 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 and he's absolutely fine. But what I did is by doing that, I taught him that this is not a dangerous thing. It's not scary. It's associated with a good reward, and he's fine with it.
And just to spell it out, pedicure.com, P-E-T-I-C-U-R-E, .com.
And they have those of you with pedicure can contact Pet Life Radio to sponsor our podcast.
But they also go to their website because they have very instructive, clear videos on the website of how to use it and how to get your dog used to it.
And it is very, very easy.
It's a good product.
Yeah. But some other grooming things with...
Coats?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you've got poodle, whatever.
Cockapoo.
Lhasa Apso.
Bichon Frise.
Yeah, the coats keep growing and growing. Mm-hmm. I know one of our friends learned to trim her own poodles.
Well, Kate does Walter.
Yeah, you do Walter. And Liz and I do our Aussies just when it gets too hot.
Yeah, sometimes Walter looks a little different now and then.
I haven't quite decided. Well, I like the current style I have. But I did experiment for a while, which gave me, doing his cuts myself, gave me some creative license to decide if I wanted him to look more like a schnauzer. Or more like a poodle.
Or more like a cocker. I will say, though, your skills have gotten much better.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You're looking very good these days.
Okay.
Woo, we should have seen the beginning. Poor Walter. Been through the grinder.
We had some fun times. Oh, boy.
But again, you know, if you have a breed that needs grooming and you want to continue with the groomer, that's great. Mm-hmm. They need to earn a living also. But that doesn't mean that you can't save a little bit of money by doing some of those maintenance chores yourself.
And, you know, keeping your dog brushed will go a long way to their overall health. Maybe make you able to stretch your grooming appointments a little bit longer.
Yep.
If the groomer doesn't have to fight with mats and snarls, they're going to like it better.
Oh, definitely.
And so keep them brushed. Do that bonding time with your dog anyway.
Sure. There's some other things that you can think about when you're buying toys, when you're buying chew sticks, things like that. Get together with some other dog-owning friends and buy in bulk. I know one of the things that we like to give our dogs to chew on are the bully sticks or bull pizzles. And Kate was able to get them in huge boxes of 100. And we would go in together and save a lot of money.
Yeah, and, you know, four or five friends, and you split that up, that's 20 bully sticks. That's a drop in the bucket for our dogs.
Oh, but, yeah, definitely.
You can get some really good deals that way.
Yeah.
When you consider that for that, you might get a bully stick at $1.20 a piece, whereas in the pet stores, they might be $6 or $7 a piece.
Yeah.
That's a huge savings. Mm-hmm. Huge savings.
So think like your own personal Costco and get together and buy in bulk. And, well, even buying Walter's cocaine, his planet
his
dog.
Ball.
Yes.
His red planet dog balls.
There's one design of the planet dog balls that absolutely fits Walter's mouth perfectly.
To.
And he is addicted. And when I realized they were going to quit making them, I panicked. And
bought everything.
Yeah. But actually, I got a good price on it by calling up the factory and going, please sell me what you have left.
And ended up with what, two boxes full?
Three boxes full. 36, 42 of them.
Which hopefully will last for his lifetime.
And it was actually a lot cheaper than buying them individually.
Sure. Well, I do that anyway. Planet Dog Toys, by the way, listeners, we're doing another product endorsement here.
If Planet Dog people are listening, endorse.
Yes, they make some wonderful, wonderful toys, planetdog.com. They're almost indestructible. I haven't had a dog yet destroy them, but the dogs love the toys. They're a type of rubber that's firm, but it's squishy. A lot of the toys have a peppermint scent that I absolutely love. And for whatever reason, the dogs are really attracted to them. Mm-hmm. So when I get ready to do Christmas shopping or birthday shopping, I go directly to Planet Dog rather than the retailers. And again, buy in bulk and get a good deal.
Yeah, I can't think of one that's been destroyed. Now, I did notice that I I did make a mental note that I lost one the other day when I flung it high into the Italian cypress and the tree ate it.
Well,
I figure one of these days it'll
come down when the wind blows one
so
of these days.
So I went to his box and got another one, but yeah.
You have an endless supply there.
Have we?
And I think one of the things also to remember, if you do get a new dog or a puppy, you don't have to go buy new items like crates or X-Pens. Go to garage sales, look on Craigslist.
Go to your Humane Society thrift store. A lot of them do have their own thrift stores.
That's true.
Just when you take stuff home, take it home, scrub it out real good with bleach. Mm-hmm. Make sure, you know, if you're getting a crate, take it apart, scrub it with a scrub brush, just in case the dog that used to use it was sick.
Yes, and of course, with a puppy, I mean, your first leash you get for a puppy isn't. This should not be rolled leather.
No, because it's going to get chewed and drug and peed on. And
the first two or three leashes are throwaways.
Yeah, exactly. So get used ones.
Yeah, or you know, even that's one of the few things I'll get at the dollar store.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, get something. They're going to outgrow it, chew it up.
Sure.
Get it all messed up. So save the good stuff for later on when they're well-trained.
There you go. Oh, another cost-saving measure that we hear from a lot of people is they get a puppy, and then they decide to put sod in the backyard.
Hey.
No. Okay. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Don't spend the money to re-landscape your backyard.
Let's give your puppy a chance to grow up, learn what the rules are, learn what a garden is. Teach him not to chew,
exactly.
And then you can put some sod in. Same thing with your house. When you've got a puppy, don't go out and get
new
carpet.
Or a new couch or anything above.
Save the old stuff for a while.
Yep, exactly.
And we hear that so many times. How can I get that puppy house trained today? Because we're having new carpet put in. Oh, can you cancel that?
Wait a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of training is preventing things from happening. But I'm sorry, when you're house training, the puppy's going to make a mistake. And the best trained puppy is going to go outside and chew on a rose bush or dig a hole until he learns what the rules are.
Especially if it's freshly laid sod and it just smells so wonderful.
And it's got manure mixed in the dirt and everything else. So, yeah. Let's see. What other things do we all do? Our houses are so dog-proof that...
Yeah. Don't have expensive things at the dog's level.
Nose level. No.
Or tail. If you talk with a tail.
Well, that is the nice thing about Aussies is there's nothing at tail level because the tail's just a nubbins.
Yep.
Well, actually, let me take a moment here for something philosophical. I mean, yes, I keep Walter well supplied with his planet dog and his nails and trimmed and all of that, but I think the best gift that you can give your dog is spending time with him.
Oh, definitely. And that doesn't cost much
cheap.
At all.
Yeah, a walk is free.
And good for you, too.
Yeah.
It's the old saying, if your dog is overweight, you're not getting enough exercise.
Yeah.
So that's what your dog cares. I mean, as long as they're healthy and you're giving them good food and shelter and, you know, the occasional toy, take the rest of your money and spend time with them.
Definitely. Definitely.
Treat them and teach them and enjoy them, and they'll enjoy you.
And snuggle with them on the sofa. And
Yep. Yeah. And I think one of the things I was thinking of just now is if you are a breeder, to pick the time of year to do it, like not in the dead of winter where you got to use heat lights, that you use electricity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of costs there. If you're a breeder, you need to time it correctly as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. Definitely. So there's a lot of things that are involved with keeping a dog, but it doesn't have to break your wallet. Doesn't have to break the bank. I think the best thing is to be aware of where you're spending your money. Don't try to cut costs by cutting corners too much on the very basics. And the basics are training, food, nutrition, veterinary care, grooming.
I think right now there's just too many wonderful pets out there going to humane societies because
people panic.
Yeah, and the economy isn't good, and they just start getting rid of their dogs who thought they're going to have a whole life with that family.
Right.
You know? Think about it for making a final decision.
Yeah. I think sometimes people do panic. I got an email today from a previous client of ours who husband lost his job, so they're living on her salary. They're going to have to move. And she made the assumption that she wouldn't be able to rent a house with a dog. And I emailed her back and said, no, not so. I said, when my husband was in the Marine Corps and we moved often, we rented. And at times we had two German Shepherds and a Doberman. Mm-hmm. And we were always able to rent a house. We were always, we never went homeless, never had to think about getting rid of the dogs. And so I gave her some ideas, several of which we've already mentioned. My dogs either had their CGC or they had obedience titles. They were always very well trained. And what I did is I made a resume for the dogs.
Yeah.
Much like when you're searching for a job.
Exactly.
Said, these are the dogs. This is what we've done with them. Here's past landlords or people mm-hmm. who could, past neighbors who can vouch for the dog's behavior. Mm-hmm. And then when I went in to meet with or apply for a house, the dogs went with me and did a downstay. Mm-hmm. And we rented homes that often were, that said no pets allowed.
Right, exactly.
So hopefully she will keep the dog and she'll be able to work through it. I think she was initially panicking. So it is tough times out there right now. The economy's tough. A lot of people are without jobs. A lot of people are worried. But you know what? Don't panic. Keep your dog. There's a lot of things you can do to cut corners.
And right now, I think dogs are good for you if you're in that type of, if you're in that worry mode. They can comfort you.
They're certainly good mental health, that's for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have mental health without them.
Yeah. No.
I couldn't do without it.
No.
I'd look at giving up a whole hell of a lot of other things before I give up my dogs.
You know what?
Give up all the husbands.
Yeah, my husband just,
the dogs.
My husband just doesn't snuggle right on the sofa, and when I scratch his tummy, it's not the same. I love him dearly, but it's not the same. You know, he doesn't kick with the back foot when you scratch his tummy.
Too much information.
And on that note, I think we're going to let you go. So that's it from us at It's a Doggy Dog World. I'm your host, Liz. With me are patron, Kate. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.